Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Dr. Karen Can Radio Show. The intention of the show is to empower and inspire you to manifest the life of your dreams, whether it's radiant health, prosperity, loving relationships, or simply peace of mind. Thank you for joining me. I'm your host, Dr. Karen Can. And today's edition is in celebration of the Summer Olympics in London. And I titled this show, The Natural Performance Enhancers That Even Olympians Don't Know About. So performance enhancers even Olympians don't know about. So I'm going to be focusing mostly on my area of expertise, which is natural health and energy medicine. So let me give you a little bit of preamble. And by the way, if you are joining us live, feel free to raise your hand and ask a question if you're calling into the show. And that number is 818-514-1190. Again, that number is 818-514-1190. And you can hit one. And then I'll know your hand is up, and at the appropriate moment, I can unmute you, and you can ask your question. So let me give you the preamble about why I'm talking about this topic. The Chinese medicine background that I was trained in talks about how people can live healthy without chronic disease. And not only that, it's relevant to how athletes can perform at their highest level. And there's basically two, and I'm simplifying this, of course, but two main teachings in Chinese medicine that is relevant here is for optimal performance, you need to have the optimal amount of energy running through your body. So in Chinese medicine, we call that the qi or the energy level. So we need to have optimal energy levels. The second thing we need for optimal performance as well as perfect health is the natural unobstructed flow of energy, or in other words, the unobstructed natural flow of qi. So in Western scientific medical terms, we do know that the body is electrical. It has an electrical field. It has an energy field. And more recent research shows that each organ has its own frequency and resonance and electrical field as well. So the body can be manipulated in positive or negative ways when exposed to other energy fields or other energetic inputs or other types of qi. So I'll be using those terms intermittently and interchangeably in this little show we're going to talk about. So qi, energy, frequency, that's all similar terminology. So here's the thing. If you are an elite athlete, you want more positive or good qi, right? And you want to minimize the bad or negative qi. You also want to have enough qi, enough energy in your body in order to perform optimally. Now, if you know any Olympians like I do, you know they work very, very hard. They train very hard, and some of them not only are professional athletes, meaning that that is their job, you know, to be an athlete, but they also have other jobs to earn money outside of being an Olympian. So a lot of these people are not sponsored, so they have to earn an income, right? So they work as well as do their athletics. So it can be very challenging on the energy system. So today I'm going to briefly outline kind of the top 10, I would say, performance enhancers that I've seen work very well that most elite athletes and Olympians actually don't even know about. The field of energy medicine is not new, but when it comes to athletics, they're a little bit behind, at least in this country, a little bit behind some of the other countries as to commonly using the positive aspects of energy medicine in order to enhance not only their performance, but their health as well. So I think most of you on the call would agree that if you are optimally healthy, you're probably going to perform better, correct? Yes? Okay. So the first thing I want to share is nothing new, but I'm going to show you the tools that are new to most people. The first thing I'm going to mention is stress management. Now, this seems pretty like a no-brainer, right? Of course, you need to manage your stress. You can perform better. That makes a lot of sense. What most people don't understand, however, with extreme stress, which includes the kind of extreme stressors that Olympians go through, both in their daily lives and their training, you can unbalance parts of your nervous system. And in previous shows, we've talked about this. I call it brain balance. So what is brain balance? Well, brain balance is a good state where the left and right sides of the brain are talking with each other. And for your functioning, both sides of the brain is firing. And they're coordinated, they're synchronized. It's called the whole brain approach. And Olympians or elite athletes or even non-elite athletes will know when they're in this place of brain balance because they are in the zone. You probably heard that, right? They're in the zone. Everything is clicking. Everything is going well. It's almost effortless what they're doing. So being in the zone requires this thing called brain balance. In addition to the right and left sides of the brain communicating and being balanced, you also need your internal nervous system called the autonomic nervous system to be in a place where it's nice and flexible, so it's nicely regulated. So if you need to be in fight or flight, you need that aggression, you know, you can do that. But if you need to relax and rejuvenate your body, mind and soul, you can also do that. What most people don't know is a lot of people run around with their autonomic nervous system locked on fight or flight, and they don't even feel it anymore. They don't even know that it's there. More than 80% of Americans drink coffee, for example, that automatically puts you in fight or flight. Now, whether you stay there depends on the health of your autonomic nervous system. Ideally, you don't want to be staying there. You want to be able to fluctuate between the two and be able to balance those two extremes. So what do I use for stress management? Or brain balance. So there are many different products out there. Some are more woo-woo than others. For example, you know, there are some affirmations and meditations that help you with brain balance. Now, there are three top things that I use to achieve brain balance. The most important and the fastest that I found, instantaneous practically, is an acupressure patch called the Eon, A-E-O-N, the Eon patch. And this particular acupressure patch I place on specific parts of the head and neck area, and it can actually balance the brain. And like I say, it does it instantaneously. And it actually decreases the stress response almost immediately, within a few minutes. And the nice thing is nothing goes through the body. Athletes do not have to worry about drug testing because there's nothing that goes through the body. It's purely an energetic frequency. So that's the cool thing. So you can decrease your stress as well as balance the hemispheres of your brain using my specific head patching protocol. And by the way, you can find that at patchtrainingteam.com, that free protocol, patchtrainingteam.com. The second thing I like to use for stress management, if that is not enough or people prefer not to do patching, is a remedy by Dr. Davis, who I've interviewed on the show, and it's called ANS, standing for Autonomic Nervous System. It's a wonderful little remedy, energetic drops that you put in your food or water that you can take every day, and that helps to balance the nervous system, get that right and left brain talking again. Is it instantaneous? Well, maybe not. If you ingest it, you can temporarily get the right brain and left brain balanced by placing these drops on acupuncture points on the head. It doesn't last all day like the patch does. But for people that don't like wearing patches, this is really great. You can actually put these drops right in your food and take them daily. Okay, what else do I use for brain balance and stress reduction? Music. Not any music, but specific brain balancing music. My favorite is from my professor and colleague, Dr. Jeffrey Thompson. He has wonderful, wonderful music. You can find it on Amazon. And they are specifically designed to help the brain hemispheres balance. And the one that he suggested for me for athletics is Creative Mind. It's called the Creative Mind. You can find it on Amazon, or you can go to my webpage and look it up under products in my bookstore. So I have all his CDs there. I love his music so much. He's not only a holistic chiropractor, he's also a musician. So he totally rocks. I love you, Dr. Jeff. So I kind of use all these things in combination. So if you're an elite athlete, you definitely want to take advantage of all these wonderful tools. So that is just number one, is stress management. So I have three tools for you right there. Now let's move on, because we have a lot of stuff to get through today. So the second thing I want to talk to you about is protection against energy drain. Remember we talked about that chi level that you need in your body for optimal performance? Well, this drives me crazy. Now, not that I watch a lot of TV, but when I see athletes on television with their cell phones and they're texting their friends and they're Facebooking and they're Twittering and they're literally attached to their cell phone. I see this at the rink. I see this at the Olympic Training Center. These athletes have no idea what harm they're doing by really, you know, being that close to something as harmful as cell phone radiation. Not only do you have the cell phone on your bodies, which I see often, but also if you're in a remote area and you're far away from the cell phone tower, your radiation also increases on your phone in order to connect with the tower. Now, that being said, if you're in a big city, there's a tower every block, and it possibly maybe even on your apartment building. So that makes things even worse because you have that microwave radiation radiating into your body field. So it literally drains you of energy. And we actually do these cool little tests when I train the Olympic Training Center athletes, and we do this quick little test that show them that I can weaken them immediately if they hold onto a cell phone. And that's not even talking on the cell phone. This is holding on to a cell phone that is turned on. And they're usually amazed that they cannot hold their strength when they're just holding the cell phone. So think about if they're talking on it, if they're using it, they're Twittering. So if you're wondering why some of the athletes are not doing as well in London as they do at home, aside from the other environmental factors, this could be one of them. If you see them talking on their cell phone a lot. So it's very important either not to use the cell phone, turn it off, okay? Now, the problem is there's other people around you that have a cell phone as well, so you can be negatively affected. So you want to get as far away from those kinds of things as possible. Now, you can increase your energy field. We'll talk a little bit about that in a moment, and that'll help protect you somewhat. Also, you can put a protection device on your own cell phone. And there are a couple out there that I recommend. The two of the most potent that I know about that have studies backing them up, one is called the Matrix by the company LifeWave. That actually is currently only made for the iPhone 4 and the 4S. It actually blocks 85% of the radiation coming from the phone, from the front of the phone, and 95% approximately from the back of the phone. So that'll minimize your own phone's harmful radiation into your body and head when you use it. The other cell phone protector that I absolutely love, now I do not have an iPhone, so I can't get a Matrix. So the one that I have is called the EarthCom. And again, you can find that on my website as well under products. It's a wonderful little device that decreases, well, I shouldn't say it blocks any negative energy. What it does is it changes the tune, sort of like changing the channel on the radio station from a harmful tune, you know, to a more beneficial tune. And I love it. I actually can play all day on my cell phone. I absolutely feel no negative effects at all. Whereas with a traditional cell phone that's unprotected, at about the 5-minute mark, I start feeling headachy and unwell. And I'm quite sensitive to electromagnetic radiation. So that's number two, is you need to protect yourself from the bad chi or the bad energy in your environment. The other thing you can do is earthing. Now, what earthing is literally putting your bare skin on the Mother Earth. So walking around bare feet is one great way of decreasing jet lag as well. I won't go into the mechanics of how earthing works, but you can go to earthing.com, and there are some products there that if you're traveling, it's not practical to go outside and literally earth your body. You can actually sleep earthed. Now, the nice thing about sleeping earthed is that these sheets are have been tested in athletes, actually. Wonderful, wonderful results. These sheets plug into the grounding port on your outlets, and they actually mimic the effects of basically walking on the ground or lying on the ground naked. and it helps to discharge negative or bad chi from the body, as well as increase the what we call electrons from Mother Earth. And they kind of serve as a natural antioxidant. So it's a wonderful healing method to earth. So that kind of grounding and decreasing, it actually protects you from the negative effects of wireless radiation. For example, if you're going to be in a hotel with Wi-Fi, that can negatively affect your performance in athletics. So if you have a grounding sheet that you can plug in, that would be highly beneficial while you sleep. So number three, we need to decrease inflammation. A lot of athletes have a lot of inflammation because they train so hard. And they break down tissue, as you can probably imagine. And with the breakdown of tissue and rebuilding, there's a lot of what we call endogenous toxins. In other words, that the body's breakdown products can actually become toxic in higher levels in your body's own system. Never mind the outside toxins we have. But so we have to have a way of decreasing inflammation safely that's drug-free and chemical-free, especially for our elite athletes. So two of the top products that I recommend for decreasing inflammation is from the same company that makes that cell phone protection, LifeWave. They make a acupressure patch called the Eon, which we've talked about earlier about achieving brain balance and stress relief using the Eon. It also has a secondary effect of decreasing inflammation, as well as IceWave, which are two patches that are used for the treatment of pain, sort of like acupuncture, but without needles. And this is practically instantaneous. It takes about, between 5 and 10 minutes, but you can see on infrared thermal imaging that both these patches can decrease inflammation on contact within minutes. And often when we do pain relief seminars and trainings, people are always surprised that they can get pain relief within as soon as 10 to 15 seconds. Why? Because it's energy. You don't have to drink anything. Nothing goes into the body. It's all an energy resonance. So there are some Olympians, however, at the London Olympics who have been sponsored by LifeWave and who are wearing patches to help speed the healing of their body and increase their natural athletic abilities. So let's move on. Oh boy, we're running out of time. I better talk quick. So what else can we do as natural performance enhancers? Well, we can increase the flow of energy. So we talked about increasing the amount of energy, positive energy, in one's body as an athlete, but also increase the flow of energy in the body as well. So acupuncture does this very well. Of course, that involves needles. So if you cannot do acupuncture on a weekly or regular basis, what I do recommend in addition and as an alternative is acupressure patches called the energy enhancers. What these patches do is it helps the body burn fat more efficiently, which is a greater form of energy. Fat has more energy gram per gram than burning carbohydrates. And as we age and get stressed, we actually lose that ability to burn fat efficiently. So the energy enhancers used on specific acupuncture points has been shown to increase strength and endurance of up to 40% within about 10 minutes. Can you imagine? You can increase your strength within 10 minutes using these patches. Well, it's not because it's artificial. It's because it's optimizing your own body's energy field. It doesn't add anything extra to what your body can't do. So it's not going to make me into Hulk Hogan. No matter how much I try, no matter how many patches I put on, I'm not going to be able to bench press what Hulk Hogan can bench press. So, but if my body systems and energy flow are optimal, I could probably bench press a heck of a lot more than I can without that optimal flow. So, as I said before, LifeWave has sponsored several athletes in the London 2012 Olympics. So, you may or may not see them on their bodies at the time, but they have been using patches to increase the flow of energy. It does make them stronger and increases athletic performance. So what about antioxidants? A lot of people say, well, let's go into our next thing that is important for enhancing athletic performance. So we talked about decreasing inflammation, but we also need a way of repairing the body faster, because as you can imagine, you can actually burn down or burn out your body by training a lot and, a lot of time, there's just not a lot of downtime when you're training. So what kind of tools do I use to increase the repair mechanisms in the body? So we're talking more about energy medicine on this particular radio show. So I'm going to go with two of my most popular tools that I use. Again, it's an acupressure patch by the same company, LifeWave, glutathione and carnosine. I'm not going to go into how these two patches work, but glutathione and carnosine are both positive antioxidants that you naturally make in your body, and the patches send the signal to increase your body's own production of these two things. And a recent study has shown that carnosine increases flexibility and strength in athletes. And in Europe, apparently, the supplement is patented. So the cool thing is you don't have to take anything. You don't have to take any pills. You can just put these patches on specific acupuncture points, increasing your antioxidant levels and your repair. So we've had really wonderful results with our athletes using the glutathione and the carnosine, improving their athletic performance, their ability to repair their bodies, and so they can train even harder. And, of course, some of the other patches we talked about, increasing flow of energy and decreasing inflammation and pain, obviously that will increase athletic performance as well. So speaking of repair, sleep. Now, this is funny because, of course, this is a no-brainer, right? So why is it that a lot of elite athletes do not get enough sleep? Well, they train very hard, as you know, and they're traveling. It's tough. You know, they're all different time zones. Your body's not used to it. So aside from grounding with the grounding sheet, which I recommend if you're sleeping in hotel rooms and that sort of thing, it's obviously not practical to sleep on the ground outside for most climates. Getting enough quality sleep is really important. So you need to be able to sleep, especially if you're an elite athlete, about 8 to 9 hours a night. Now, it sounds like a lot, but you need to be able to nourish those rejuvenating mechanisms. And how do you know if you're getting quality sleep? Well, you shouldn't be waking up during the night. You should sleep right, straight through. If you have to go up, go to the bathroom, that means that you're already burning out. I hate to tell you this, but a lot of people are shocked when I tell them this. Oh, I only get up once a night. Oh, not good. Not good. You shouldn't be getting up at all. You should be sleeping through the entire night, and every night you should be dreaming. And should be aware of your dreams. Now, you may not remember them 5 hours after getting up, but when you first wake up, you should remember some fairly vivid dreams, probably more than one, three, five. Some people can remember as many as eight. So if you're dreaming every night, you're not waking up, and you're getting up feeling refreshed and alert, then you know you're getting the quality sleep and you are rejuvenating your body. If you're not dreaming, then the likelihood is you're not getting a deep enough type of sleep that's rejuvenating. So what do you do? So if you're, I would highly recommend getting a grounding sheet or an earthing mat to sleep with. That will help a lot. Also, I recommend Silent Night patches, again, from the same company, LifeWave. They have a lot of good stuff. I really like their stuff, you can tell. Acupressure patches help with normalizing some of the sleep mechanisms, increasing the natural supply of serotonin and melatonin in the body to help you sleep. Again, there's no drugs involved, so it's only your natural mechanisms you're using to normalize your sleep patterns. And so you really need good quality sleep, and you got to watch out for some drugs, you know, because that can really harm performance, taking medications. So we got a few more here to get through in the last few minutes here. Let's talk about hydration for a minute. Now, most people will also agree that hydration is important, yes? Okay, well, here's the thing. The quality of water has a lot to do with whether or not it goes in your body and in yourself. And also, if you have toxins that have affected your cell membranes, the water's not going to go in. So we're going to talk about the first thing, how to get water more wet so it goes into your cells. There are a couple of different supplements that I use in the office. The most popular one that I've recommended, which I'll mention here, is called Willard Water, W-I-L-L-A-R-D, water. It's a type of catalyst mineral water that you add to regular water and you shake it up, and you'll actually see that it bubbles more. There's no soap in it, but it bubbles more, meaning that the water is smaller, it clusters, and so it can go inside the cells better, and then the toxins can flow outside the cells better. So I highly recommend Willard Water, and I personally, as a figure skating athlete, have seen a big difference without using Willard Water. Now, I have really good quality well water. It's a very deep well. It's very clean, tastes wonderful. But even so, when I added the Willard Water, I could really tell a difference in my performance. I had a test done on a cruise ship at the spa, and they said that I definitely had cellular dehydration, even though I was drinking tons of water, like 10 times more than anyone else in my family. But it's due to some other issues that I've had in the past, some illness issues. So by adding the Willard Water, this will increase the hydration, increase the function of the cells, and so thereby increasing
the performance, natural performance of our athletes. So Willard Water, it can be found at drwillard.com. And, you know, if you have a really high quality filter that can be helpful to get rid of chlorine and fluoride, because these toxins can displace iodine, which we're already low in our nutrients in this country. And iodine is really responsible for a lot of different functions in the organs, specifically, especially the thyroid gland, so which helps regulate our metabolism. So this is, I'm not going to go into a whole lecture on this, but just know that the quality of water has a lot to do with how well you do. And there's a whole lecture I could do on just structuring water, which is really important, but we're not going to get into that today. Just know that Willard Water is one easy way that you can increase your hydration if you're an elite athlete, or like I said, if you're, you know, a weekend warrior, that's okay too. So what about the others? Let's talk about nutrition a little bit. So most athletes have no idea that by training so hard, they can actually leach nutrients out of their body, specifically magnesium. Magnesium is a big deal when it comes to athletics. Why? Because you need the right ratios of magnesium and calcium so that you don't lose bone. And magnesium is required for most, about 300 plus different processes in the body. And when you train really hard, you actually can dump excess amounts of magnesium in the urine, which is terrible. You really need to supplement with magnesium if you are an elite athlete. Well, here's the thing. Oral magnesium may not be enough because some people will get diarrhea with it. Only about 4 to maybe 12%, depending on what kind of oral magnesium you use, will be absorbed. People are so worried about calcium, you don't realize it's magnesium that they're really deficient, especially here in North America. You know, our soils have been eroded of important minerals, magnesium being one of them, for probably, you know, at least 3/4 of a century. So a couple of ways I suggest getting enough magnesium. One is doing it transdermally through the skin. You can get magnesium oil or lotion through Ancient Minerals. That's ancient-minerals.com. And they have a really high quality, low toxicity magnesium chloride, which is the kind of magnesium your body actually needs. If you do Epsom salts, it's okay, but it doesn't really get into your skin very well, and then your body has to use energy to convert it to magnesium chloride, which is what you really need. So I do recommend that my athletes do magnesium. If you do a magnesium test in the blood, it's not going to be helpful because most of the magnesium, they'll leach from inside other parts of your body in order for the blood magnesium to be normal. So don't bother doing a blood magnesium level. In other states outside of New York State, you can actually do a red cell magnesium test, and that'll give you some idea what the inside of your cells, what those magnesium levels truly are. But for most athletes, they need excess, extra magnesium. The other way you can get it is with bone broth. So it's one of those things that I have not enough time to tell you to make a bone broth, but you can look it up. The Weston A. Price Foundation has wonderful videos and lectures on how to make bone broth. And in addition, to nourish those stress-handling organs, which really take a hit when you train hard, those organs are called the adrenals. It's really good to listen to the talk that I did with Pam Colleen on the radio show a couple of weeks ago about nourishing your adrenals and how to eat to nourish your adrenals. And the take-home message is that athletes need to eat enough quality animal fat to get the vitamin A to supplement and nourish the adrenals, because plants do not contain vitamin A. They only contain beta carotene. So you actually need quality animal fat to do that. So quality meaning pastured, you know, goat, beef, you know, that kind of thing. Vegetarians do have a harder time for sure. I'm not going to go into the whole, you know, vegetarian versus meat controversy, but just know that your adrenals do need quality animal fat, and nutrients in meat are very nutrient dense. And of course, you want to avoid chemicals as much as possible. So guess what? I think my time is running out for everyone. So hope that's been helpful for you. I know I went through a lot of stuff. Until next time, stay healthy. All right. Take care. And talk to you next week. Bye for now.